Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And Lisi with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. As you're with us for our national championship special tonight, gave you an extra hour in the early going here. And it is getting late for the Aztecs. They're at the under 12 timeout, 49-36. We've got a 13-point game. Your live number is UConn minus 13.5. Your live total is almost exactly on the pregame, 132.5 there. And San Diego State 20-1 on the money line right now for them to come back and pull this off, Joe, which it's been tough because when they do get a stop, you know, they miss a shot. When they finally make a shot, UConn comes back and bangs a three. They just haven't been able to string
back to back, a
bunch of things together, made shots and stops. They just haven't been able to string them to get this thing to under 10, which I, like I said to you at the beginning of the half, under 10 with 10 minutes to go is where you kind of want it to be here, which is still a capable.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, we're down 14 now as you talk, so they obviously.
Well, they've come back and they've hit another shot, so. Yeah. What can I do? Well, they were going to the line, right?
Weren't they coming to the line out of the... from the line at UConn. I mean, 50, they're up 15. Stick a fork in them. It's done. It's over.
That's it. You're calling it, huh?
No, I'm not, but I mean, I might as well just buy
UConn. You just said it's over. You calling it
or
not?
It's over.
What are you calling it?
I'm not calling it. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm frustrated because this team has had wide open threes. They've had wide open looks, and I'm curious. You have the numbers on what they're shooting right now?
I do actually have those numbers.
They're down 51-38. We're down 51-38.
You'd like to know what San Diego State has shot tonight? Is that what you're asking me?
28% from the field.
Yeah. They've been it's been rough. That's for sure. 12 for 41.
Yeah.
12 for 41.
15. I mean, how are you supposed to win shooting 28%?
28%. You can't win. Especially against this team. You can't win.
Here we go against again.
Why do you do that? What are you getting mad about?
We just buried a three because you're talking this team up like against this team. Against this team. Like, we're making it sound like this team is like, yes, they're on a run. Mm. But this team is like, not like, you make, I don't know. You're flipping me out when you keep saying,
well, let
this
me just,
team. Like, let me, we're going let me down in history. Like, this is the greatest thing since, like, Jerry Stackhouse and the
you're acting like they're the 85 Villanova Wildcats. I mean, and this is out of nowhere. I mean, why are you so refusing to give this team the bouquets that they deserve? You're a good team.
When they win it, I'll give them the bouquets, okay?
Like, honestly, you're acting like they're playing a bunch of schmucks. Like, what? I don't understand. Really?
You're making it sound like they're just, everybody's an All-American.
They got a lot of good players on that team. Was that team ranked in the top five at all this year?
Who?
UConn.
Yeah, and I started betting them in January.
Once again, there's an axe to grind here. There's an axe to grind. There's an agenda. There's been one for months.
No, there hasn't.
And then you weren't on board when they started playing good again, and now you're still trying to get back at them. You're still going at them. So now everybody's going to start making shots, and the live total's gone up to 134.5. So 56-43.
Yeah, it's just the same 30%. Thing. It's like, we're up to 30%. Can we get
they
like
actually,
back to
they
back?
Made it. They made a couple. How about a stop and a make and a stop and a make and give yourself a chance to get it to 10 or under?
That'd be great. That'd be fantastic.
Man, who is this kid that just hit that? Who hit that deep three for UConn? Where did he come from?
It came from like the nosebleeds.
Jeez.
I mean, the that live total is 11. We're down by 11. We're down by 11. Can you root it in and be a little positive for once in your life on this show when we're on a bet? Come on.
Again.
Just once. When we're sitting on a ticket and
under's
we're losing,
more
can
important
you root
to me than
in?
Who wins this game. Under's much more important to me.
The under. If I hear about the under, let's just get San Diego State home. Could we just get them home right now? We're down 11. They're not going to make it easy. We're starting to cook.
You're going to get they get the stop. See, this is what they need. They finally, wow, they get, how many offensive boards you want to give them? Jeez.
Like, really?
There you go, Joe. Stopping a shot. It can happen. 56-45. 11-point game. 8.5 to go in the national championship. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. Channel 159, national title special here. And San Diego State finally gets themselves a little bit of a flurry as they have gotten this game to 58-50. They got it to 6. UConn just made a bucket before the timeout, although I believe, is they going to the line, Joe, the Aztecs, when
they're
come back?
They're going to the line
going
to cut
line.
It to 6, baby.
So they're going to the line. The live number is at 7.5.
Yeah. 680 on the money line.
Total, unfortunately, has jumped up to 138.5. Plus 680 on the money line. So that tells you how fast this changed. I mean, during that last segment, what did we see it at? 25-1?
Yeah.
And then it got sliced to 14, and now it's already down to plus 680 for the Aztecs.
Gutty. Gutty, this team.
Look,
they cut them. They cut them. They cut them, Rock.
They have finally started to make some ground up.
This is it.
We'll see if in the final 7 minutes they can continue to do so here.
We have been in too many of these, baby. Wants it? Who wants it? You know what? My team wants it. I know that. My team wants it.
Joe.
Been
my
fighting
team
for
wants
this
it.
A whole lot. Yeah. They've
Who
been
wants
fighting
it?
For this all tournament. All tournament. Battle tested. Mental resolve. The ability to overcome. You want to lock us in solitary? We're ready for it.
Meanwhile, San Diego leads Arizona 3-2 in the bottom of the fifth. The Dodgers are on the board 2-0. Top five, they lead the Rockies at home. What was the other game you're on, Joe? Seattle game?
Or I'm the on the over in Cleveland. That's home.
That's already
the
in the barn.
In
that's
Arizona
a 6-5.
Padres.
Angels up 4-3 on the Mariners, bottom five.
I'm on that over, yeah.
You're on every over. Let's just call it like it is. Go for the over. Go for the over.
58-51. What do you want to do now? Huh? Right on the opening tip spread. Now who wants it more? Hands on the ground. Buckle up. 7 minutes to pay dirt. Which team wants it? Huh? UConn got hit in the mouth right here. Huh? They're going to crumble like a chandelier?
Let's find out.
Is that Tubby Smith? Who is that?
I think that's Kelvin Smith, isn't it?
Kelvin
Sampson, excuse me. Yeah. Sampson, the Houston Cougars coach. They're showing in the crowd.
All right, come on. Come on, get a stop.
I mean, the kid missed the first one. It should be 58-52.
It's 50. All right, well, you know.
You've got to make these, Joe. I'm sorry. I mean, this is just too critical. Can't miss these right
8-5 now. 8-5 Athletics, never in doubt with that one. 8-5 Athletics.
That over was a blowout winner. I mean, a blowout winner in the second inning.
59-51 now. So they're going to the line, obviously. I hate when the TV is slower than the app, like 60-51.
Well, the TV's always slower than the app.
I know, but this is ridiculous. This is like,
I mean,
feel like we're on dial-up here. I mean, I really feel like we're in, like, 2001. Like, this is
so
as bad as
a couple of free throws here, and UConn has now extended this back out to 9.
Come on. Come on, San Diego State. Get this to 5 with 4 minutes left, and then let's see them crumble in the last 4 minutes. Come on. You've been built for this whole tournament, guy.
680 is now 14-1.
That means
money line.
The app knows.
There's the something knows. Coming that we haven't seen yet, Joe, is what that means. There's something about
8.5, 8.8. We're down seven. We're down 7, Carver. Mm. We're down 7. Let's go.
It's weird. I wonder why that jumped to 14.
I don't
like that.
Know. I don't know.
Might have been just an algorithm.
They could be playing
right
us. They're playing us. I feel like the app is playing us right now.
Sometimes they move it too quick in the wrong direction, I think, and then they bounce it back.
They have an intern working the other way,
right? When you see those weird line movements, and you can never get it in time because they flip it so fast.
6-1 now. 6.5. Something's going on. Do we get a stop, too? Do we have the ball down 7?
It's possible.
Kid got mugged. How is that not a foul? The kid got abused. Are we kidding ourselves now? Oh, they're going to call this game now, right? So now, you know, here we go.
Calling everything.
Come on. Look at that. All right, Carver, this team is, I'm telling you, this team is ready for this. Come on, let's see San Diego State's coach. That's it. We're eating.
We're eating.
Let's go. Are we going to the line again, Carver? 60-54. We're wearing them down. Chop them down at the knees. Let's go.
60-54 as they're going to the line. See if they make the other one.
60-55. They punch themselves out. Use the whip.
Here they come. 5:19 to go is when this.
Oh, I love this team. I love this team. I love them. The body. Use the body. Hit the one in the middle. I see three of them. Hit the one in the middle.
That's the one. Hit the one in the middle. Come on.
Oh, Carver, monumental. We took their best shot. We took their best shot, and we're still punching.
You are still punching, I'll say that.
We're down 8. Damn it.
Still punching.
Let's see Brady Hoke and Rocky Long. Can we see some of the great San Diego State coaches?
Great Rocky Long. Listen to you. 62-55. Now the score. UConn gets 63-55. Excuse me. Back to 20-1. From 6-1 to 20-1.
What is going on with this app?
Nah, but it's the same thing, and then it jumps back to
14. They're playing the rope-a-dope with us.
Hawkins made that bucket to make it 63-55. So under 5 minutes to go now in Houston. National championship on the line. I'll tell you what's absolutely cooked is my under. That's got no shot.
All right, rip that ticket up. Let's just hope on San Diego State. They threw it away. Here we go. I don't know what's going on with this. Back and forth they go. You want to talk about Ajita? Give me the bottle of Tums.
Got to make these, man. You got to make these. They're missing these shots down low. They get some off. They've been getting a couple offensive boards. They're going to the line. They are going to the line.
All right. That's good, though. That's good. Chip away. I don't know.
So there's under 4 minutes to go here. We're going to get a media timeout, the final one of the game at the next stoppage. 63-55, UConn with the lead. You said they were going to the line. I guess you thought there was a foul on that other play, Joe? Is that what you thought was happening?
I don't know. It's I'm going by the app, Carver. I'm going by the app.
Well, there's your foul. So they go to it. 3:52 left. The under four final media timeout. 63-55 spread, right where it was when we began, or at least for most of the last 24 hours. 7.5 is where that is. 137.5 is the total. Live, and that's with, we'll do the fast math here, Joe. That's with 118 on the board. I got that right? Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, 118 on the board. So this is probably your last chance to get the total too. They usually shut that down on the after the under four timeout. So your last time to get in on that. All right, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879 is the number. We'll come back. San Diego State's made a little push. Do they got one more in them here in the final 4 minutes to get this thing tied or ahead with UConn? We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. So, San Diego State, who got it, what was it as close as, five?
Five, yeah.
Now UConn has extended back up to 12, 67-55, with under 3 minutes to go. Only thing left live on the board is the 12.5, a spread. I don't know, Joe, I just think... You said they when they missed those, it was 60-55, and the kid missed a free throw on the 1-1, and just hasn't been the same since. There's just nothing's gone right for them since then.
No, now they're going to the line. We're screwed. Yeah, you talked at home. Congrats.
What do you mean I talked at home? What the hell does that mean?
Home, you come. We never had a shot.
What did I
fight?
What did I talk home?
Uphill battle.
You're gonna sit here and you're gonna blame me? You're gonna blame me?
No, I'm just saying you added to it. You
didn't add to anything.
Could we? We're down 13.
I didn't add to anything. Just so we know.
Yeah, a little.
No, not at all. And clearing down the middle the entire time. Mm. 68-55 as UConn goes to the line. Sonogo.
Under 10 somehow. I don't know how we're going to get it under 10. We got to get it to 11 first and then play the foul game. We're down 14. All right, let's lose everything. Let's not even cover the 13.5 while we're at it.
Certainly working towards that. That's for sure.
Let's not even. We're down to 12. All right.
Well, this is the 13.5 is the number in question right now. I don't think the rest of it's in question anymore. Including
this
the,
is tough. This is a tough one. This one hurts in the belly.
Well, they teased you too.
They got it down to 5. They should have called a timeout.
They teased you when they got it down to 5.
I feel like they should have called a timeout when they got it to 5.
That's the worst part. I mean, they were down double digits.
You know, let it sink in
for most of the way.
You know, like I feel like that. You know, should have called when they cut it to 5. You should have called the timeout
before the free throws.
Just feel like, you know, let it sink in for UConn that it's a game again. You know. See, that's where I think coaches sometimes screw up. He's got to have a pulse on his team. They get it from down 15 to 5. Give them a blow. You know, give them a break. Let them regroup a little bit. You know, that's where coaches have to be more cognizant of the TOs.
Wouldn't you, if you're controlling the game at that point, wouldn't you want to keep going?
No. Because at that particular point, to maintain that It's impossible. They should have called a TO. You call a TO, you regroup, and then you make the second push. You don't. They battle back from down 15. Now you get it to 5 with 4 minutes left. You give them a blow. You let them regroup. You let it set in for UConn, and then all of a sudden you come out, and then you hopefully get the lead or cut it to halftime. That's where the coaches, I think, sometimes don't make. It's the same thing in football. You know, you see a team go 80 yards and a touchdown, and then your offense goes 3 and out, and then they go 70 yards and score a touchdown, and then your offense goes 3 and out, and you're given the – well, what do? You just let them go another 70 yards and score a touchdown? No, utilize a timeout. Stop the momentum. Same thing here. You cut the deficit by almost two-thirds. Stop the game and just chill. Regroup. Reassess. Yeah. They're down 14. Doesn't matter.
Nope.
Could we at least cover this now 13.5, or we're just going to crap the bed in the last minute?
That would be the, like I said, the only thing that's really left on the table.
What, to crap the bed?
No, it's the 13.5. That's it. Everything else is finished.
I've had a lot of ebbs and flows in this game. Of emotion.
You've had a lot of ebbs, ebbs and flows.
I feel like I'm, you know, six man on this team.
On the San Diego State team, they've been that good to you.
They've been that good to me. You know, they're down 13. Hang in there. Hang in there. Don't die yet. Don't, you know. Let's get it under 10, and let's.
How about that?
Let's get it under 10, and all right.
The feed cuts out right on me right now. It just turned right off.
What, the feed cut out on
you? Yeah, I don't know. The feed I had on in here in the office just went right out. So I guess I'm not seeing the end of this game.
Are we going to the line here? We're down 12. We're down 12. All right. The over's
going to the
toast.
Line. Oh, that's beyond finished. I mean, the under, you mean. That's beyond finished.
Stick a fork. That's already. That's toast.
Yeah, done. Dunzo, baby. That the boost that they had is gonna hit though on FanDuel. That boost was UConn to score 70 and win, which was plus 180, I think, or somewhere in that area.
Can we see an Iowa Michigan State ending here?
That one. What is this? Honestly, the Rockies now lead 4-2 against the Dodgers. What happened there? Come on. We can't have that. And this kid Carroll hits a homer to tie it for the Diamondbacks. 3-3 now in San Diego.
That's good for me.
Good for you. Can't have everyone eat.
What do you mean can't have anyone eat? What are you talking about?
Can't have everyone eat. What's your number in that total in that Rocky, in the Padre Diamondback game? What do you got that at?
Let me scroll.
7.5?
Yeah, 8.5. I got a
8.5. Wow. Yeah.
Eight and a half. But I took it in game too, though.
So you have 8.5 and eight?
Yeah, pregame was the eight at minus 118, I took it.
All right. 73-59 now. As UConn makes a couple of free throws. And that is about going to be all that she wrote. Is Dan Hurley. Brings another national championship to UConn, it looks like. I guess I can. Do you still want me to say it looks like, Joe, or can we say up 15 here with a minute to go that he's going to win? There's his dad again. Keep showing him and Bobby.
That's great. Yeah, they win by 16. Dominant. Oh, yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Whole family.
Can we get the excuse me three at the end, the garbage time three? Lose by 13?
Doubt it.
You doubt it? You don't think we're going to get it?
Not good, Carver. Ruined a couple of good totals tonight.
Meanwhile, there's been some crazy baseball games. The Tigers now lead the Astros 7-6 in the bottom of the 11th inning. As Tigers had a big lead, and I think it just ended with the Tigers winning it. Tigers had a huge lead. Astros came all the way back, got it to extras. Tigers take a lead in the 11th, and now I believe they are in some trouble. Dodgers have a couple guys on in the bottom of the 5th. That would be nice if they can get something going. You want to see Hurley celebrate, Joe? You're going to stick around for Hurley celebrating, or are you going to shut it off? You don't want to deal with it?
I don't want to deal with it.
Can we get the excuse me three here at 75-59? Can we get the...
He went for the two when he got blocked. Even worse. They're going to lose by like 18. Okay. What a tease. What a tease. Gutty. That was a tease, Corvus.
That was tough, Joe.
I blame you.
They tease you. Don't blame me. I don't. That's that. You better take that back.
Never in for wholeheartedly.
That is not fair. I was being fair about the game. I had every right to say the things that I was saying.
You're trying to say you were out of line a little bit. You were out of line.
I was not out of line whatsoever. We can't just sit here and both of us wave the Aztec pom-poms for 3 hours. It's just what I wasn't even rooting for UConn. I was not doing that.
I think
the only thing that set you off was when I said to you that I would be very surprised if San Diego State came back and won this game.
Yeah, that bothers me when you say it like that.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's just at that time with the way that the game was going. Not only was it a fair statement, but it ended up being a true one.
It was like you were upset that they cut it to 5.
Oh, come on, Joe. Don't get silly like that. Don't get silly like that. Nobody was upset that they cut it to 5.
You were quiet
okay?
in the break.
Yeah, because I lost the under, Joe. The under was finished.
We both lost.
Everybody loses this one.
So we got to regroup. We got to regroup.
No winners here.
Got to put it with the golf.
The whole end of this tournament was an absolute washout for me.
It's because I told
between
you.
Between FAU and Miami and the under in this game
UConn,
tonight.
I told you they were one of the hottest teams in the tournament.
Carver and Lacey Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. UConn national champions. Take a quick spin around with the baseball and see what's happening there. More on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Here with you on a Monday night. As we start a little earlier tonight. Took you through the entire national championship game, which has now seen UConn be the victor. As they ended up winning by, I think actually, Joe, I think it was 17. What was it, 16 or 17 they ended up winning by? I saw the kid, one kid on San Diego State had a look at a 3 to get it to 13.
He
wasn't even close.
I mean, gutless.
Wasn't even close.
They're dead to me.
Yeah,
that's it.
There
we go.
4-4, Joe, Dodgers, Rockies. There you go. JD Martinez coming through. 4-4.
Say how it's your ticket. Say.
You got the over. It was good for you.
Yeah, but we lost with San Diego, so it don't matter.
Whatever. I'm on to the next one, man. Like I said, I know that for you, I had my but your feeling is what I did on Saturday night. So I had two of Miami and FAU. I lost them both. So the tournament was essentially done for me on Saturday. It's hard when you get to the end and you got nothing future-wise working and you don't want to play the game. Like I said, I told you before it started. I just didn't want to get in front of that train.
Hey, you were right. You know, I dug in and, sometimes
that's
I'm
fine. I respect you digging in, but now that UConn has won, I want you to go to the podium.
All right, so I go to the podium. UConn, Danny Hurley, best team in this tournament. They deserve to win. Hats off to everybody that had a UConn ticket. You were right. I was wrong. dead, gutless pick by San Diego State. Okay, are we happy now that I see I go to the podium? You win some and you lose some. You, more times than not, actually, we know. I'm more right than I am wrong. But at this time, with this team, bad pick. All right, I go to the podium. Next question?
Anybody? Nah, that was it. So 4-4 now, bottom of the fifth. And the Dodgers still got a couple guys on here with two outs. They just locked it again, Joe. Is it possible that maybe we're going to add
on here? You know what's bothering me, though? See, this is what bothers me now. All the totals in the Major League Baseball are coming in. Like, every game, no matter who pitches, is a total over. So, obviously, clearly, they have the balls that don't have, like, are juiced. So, they did exactly the opposite of what they did last year. Last year, they had the styrofoam middles with the hard shell. Now, these balls are carrying, like, 80 feet extra.
The unders... This whole weekend, Joe, I don't think that it was that slanted to the over at all. I got the numbers here. Give me a moment. Let me get them up. I saw it tweeted this afternoon or this morning. Where is it, Joe? Where is it? Actually, they only put the teams that were the best with the over and under. The Orioles and the Red Sox obviously played three overs this weekend. White Sox and the Astros played three of their four games to the over. Cards and Blue Jays, two out of three to the over. So it just feels like tonight in particular, there was just tons of overs tonight in baseball. I don't think it was like that the first couple days. But right now, I mean, Angel Mariner 4-3. A's up 8-7 on Cleveland. Padres and Diamondbacks are tied at 3. Hopefully the Diamond Padres can get him. Here comes Bogarts again. Let's get these runs home. Dodgers now lead 6-4, Joe. 6-4.
There you go. Somebody's going to win tonight.
Let's go.
Come on, big man. Come on.
I mean, look at this. Tigers 7-6. They won. Braves 8-4. Royals 9-5. Pirates 7. I mean, over, 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 over. Reds Cubs 7-6. Giants White Sox 12-3. Brewers 10-0 over the Mets. I think the only game that stayed under tonight was the Oriole Ranger game. I think everything else went over.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Man, huge night if you're an over player in baseball. Just a massive night.
Now he's just going to run.
What? You're playing the overs? You're in on all this.
But you know I usually key the overs. It's how you say it, you know. Like, you know I was in on San Diego State tonight. You know that was my key. And the overs were secondary. And now you're going huge night for anybody that keyed the overs.
No, over players, I said. People that play a lot of overs, it was a huge night for them.
Trigger words.
Again, with the trigger words. What are you talking about? No trigger words. Jeez.
I'm kidding you. Slightly.
Jeez, man.
It was all downhill once I told San Diego State to go to the whip.
Padres couldn't get those runs in with Bogarts, so they'll go to the eighth. 3-3 with the Diamondbacks. We really want to get those two home, Joe.
Like, how bad do you want it?
It would give me
a... Can you taste it?
It would, if they both win, we would have ourselves a very, very juicy...
Juicy?
Ticket at the Masters this weekend.
Wow, juicy ticket. Who'd you put it with? Scotty Scheffler?
Nah.
Max Homa?
No back-to-back for Scott.
Tommy Fleetwood?
I told you, I already have Homa from a couple months ago.
Cam Forever Young?
Cameron Forever Young. 7-4 Dodgers. 7-4 Dodgers. Now, we got to do more golf than usual this week. You know that, with the Masters.
This I can handle.
Because there's only 80 guys in the field, you can handle this?
No, because the Masters I actually watch. I mean, for years, I sit home.
Hello, I watch friends. The first... Jim Nance here from Augusta.
The I sit Dahlias. Back, I, you know. Now, usually I put on the Masters when I want to take a nap.
That's nice. One of the older Sunday afternoon. An oldie but a goodie golf joke from you there. One of the oldie but goodies. Put on golf to fall asleep. Oldie but a goodie.
No, like, you know, on a nice April morning, you know, it starts on Thursday, like around Saturday when 3 o'clock rolls around, you want to get a good nap, you put on Nance and They're on 9. He just ate his bag of chips, and now he's... He's got a little agita.
A little agita, indeed. Sure does.
I have agita all night with this Aztec team. Buying in. Buying in. Buying low, buying high, chasing.
What are you going to do?
Nah, nothing. What are you going to do? It's a loser. They're dead to me. The rest, that's it. You know, they give me many highs, many lows. We had to win over Bama. That was a high.
Well, now we move on to other things because now baseball's started. NBA ends on Sunday, the dopey games, and then the real stuff starts next week. Same thing with the hockey. That ends at the end of next week, regular season, and then we play the real games. So this turns the page, Joe. Once you get through this championship game tonight, it turns the page to bigger things. Into the Masters,
football.
Baseball, Masters,
football,
NHL and NBA playoffs, and away we go.
College football, NFL.
Yeah, you still on. You know, you unfortunately still got. Well, you got the draft in 3 weeks. So you got that on the horizon also. I know how pumped you are about the draft.
Can't wait to.
You always get excited. You can't wait to bash Will Levis. Did they add to? They give you some more markets here for the draft yet?
I didn't even look yet.
And they got a lot of stuff here now, Joe. You're gonna have to work on this. You got a lot of work to do. They got a lot of teams here. Position of the team's first draft pick. They got a lot of teams.
Zay Flowers now is getting all this hype.
He's getting the juice. And did you see who else's name has really been getting talked about a lot?
Who?
Hendon Hooker.
Oh, who put him on the map?
A lot of steam.
Who put him on the map?
He's taking a visit. He had a visit with the Saints.
I know.
Hendon Hooker.
Tannenbaum talked about him. Now all of a sudden, here we go.
You were on him first, Joe.
I was on him first. Tannenbaum probably listens to the show. He doesn't even want to admit it.
You know who Kaplan was talking up to me today on Coast to Coast?
Who?
Jahmyr Gibbs. He's talking him up.
Okay, he's a versatile running back. He's not a pure number one, meaning he's like Tony Pollard.
I think that's actually one of the guys he compared him to today.
There you go.
How about that?
And that's not a knock. I mean, again, is he going to be that guy on the next level that, you know, I think he's going to have to split time. He can't take the wear and tear on in terms of his body. He's about a buck 90 wet, you know, but you give him 15 touches a game, he'll be productive.
Wow. You know, but expect everybody loves these tight ends too. Aside from Mayer, Dalton Kincaid.
Yeah, but the tight ends have proven over the years that they could be
Darnell
Darnell Washington 6'7", that's why. I mean, you know, but at the end of the day, think about
Luke
it. I mean,
Musgrave,
Kelsey, third round.
Here they come. Sam LaPorta. Tucker Kraft.
Just take tight ends. Everybody just take tight ends in the first round.
You get so mad.
Ends. Tight ends. You're just throwing out names, Dad. LaPorta from Miami.
I was actually just reading off all the market they have for first tight end drafted. So I was just giving you the names that were on that list.
I know. See, trigger words, it doesn't take a lot. It just doesn't take a lot. Well, because tight end is a position you don't have to reach up. I mean, look at all the great tight ends in the game now. Goddard wasn't a first-round draft pick. I mean, Kelsey was a third round. Mark Andrews fell into the middle third round. I mean, come on now. I mean, you know, now we're gonna make tight ends now be phenomenal. Hockenson and Fant were in the first round. But at the end of the day, I mean, you know, I have a headache.
I got you going with the draft.
You got me going now. Now I'm all like...
Couldn't get you. Bad enough with San Diego State tonight.
It's bad enough. I tell you what, today was an off day from the gym. I feel like I can go to the gym. Is there a gym open in the Mercer County area? I'm gonna go track a gym down.
We got a lot of work to do on the golf.
No. He keeps going back to the golf. I'm going to do my work, and I guarantee you, you're just going to negate it. I'm going to
try to have try to have a couple picks for the golf this week, all right?
I'm going to have a handful of picks.
Good picks. Good picks.
Which good picks?
Like have picks, a couple
that,
good ones.
Picks that picks that I picked that you agree with. Those are what you consider good picks.
Are you going to Finau again? You going back to him?
Don't worry about who I'm going to. When we do the show for the Masters, I'll have my picks ready, and you'll figure out who they are then.
Wednesday night.
Wednesday. Well, let's not forget Wednesday on Coast well, to Coast as well.
And that's more than just the Cam with his picks, because it's the Masters, that opens it up to it's a much bigger it's a big week here. There's a lot of golf talk with the Masters going on. A lot of golf talk, Joe.
Do I have to act like I like it?
I mean, a little bit. Maybe a little bit. You got to act like it somewhat.
All right.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Wrap this puppy up right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, and we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. All right, Joe, it's never too early. As soon as the game ends, they already have the numbers up for next year's college basketball champion. Would you like a quick guess at who's the favorite on the board?
UConn.
Correct. 11-1.
Take them.
Would you like to know what they have San Diego State at?
100.
You already looked.
No, I didn't.
100-1.
I'm a wheel.
There's about 50 teams ahead of San Diego State on the board.
Yeah, Kentucky, Arkansas, Bama.
Well, that's the high end. I mean, they even have, and this is actually like almost, now I'm sure San Diego State's probably losing a bunch of guys off that team. But I mean, they've got teams like, who's some bad examples
Boise?
You can use? Wake Forest, St. Mary's, Texas A&M. I mean, I get it. Power 5 school is always going to be ahead. Interesting one that was on here. Florida Atlantic. 30-1.
Yeah. Okay.
They have Florida Atlantic ahead of Texas.
Oh,
they have them ahead of Tennessee, TCU, Baylor. I mean,
well, that's your team. That you should, yeah, you should be a believer.
Come on.
What? No?
A little too much there. A little too much putting them that high.
It's too much for Carver.
Up the board. Let's just let's relax. Jeez. Got him winning the national title next year now? Wow, Joe. All right. So listen, tomorrow we got a lot of baseball. And we got Haro tomorrow, too. Don't forget that. And we also will get a little bit closer to the Masters.
I really can't.
A lot of NBA tomorrow night also, Joe. It'll get you no NBA tonight. They took the night off for the college. So they'll be back in the mix as well. Great job by Mike Demergis. Thanks for hanging with us through this college basketball special tonight. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Have a great night. Cash some tickets. We'll see you tomorrow here on the grid.